Sometimes you gotta write a new love song to get the old ones out your brain. Yeah, you gotta write a new love song to get the old ones out your brain.
And I think I got one. Yeah, and I think I got one. Yeah, yeah, I got one. And I think I got one.
Sometimes you gotta write a new love song.
Welcome
to get the old one.
Into the Woods podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Woods. Monday, March the 4th, 2024, the year of our Lord, 2024. How are you? How are you doing? How are things? It's springtime. It is a beautiful day out. When there's an unseasonably warm day after a long winter that only lasted kind of a couple weeks, climate change loses all of its momentum. All the people out there are like, oh, the world's going to burn and we're all going to die. Oh, we got to change, save the planet. The problem with that argument, the climate change argument would be so much better if the world was cooling down or getting super cold rather than super hot. Because when it's nice out in the spring and 74 degrees on March 4th, is that normal? No, of course not. But is it awesome? Of course. But imagine if it was 74 degrees and then randomly it started getting like 25 degrees. Like say it was flipped. Everyone would be like, we got to do something about this. It's cold as shit outside. But since it's warm and nice, people are way more for it. Or way more against it, I guess. Or for it. I don't know. I don't know anything about climate change. So I don't feel confident enough speaking on it. Is the world heating up at an alarming rate? I don't know. That's what they tell me. People tell me that it's not. People tell me it is. People tell me it's a hoax. People tell me it's a, you know, a political thing. Oh, geez. Oh, we're already getting political. How are you on this lovely March Monday? March, kind of an underrated month. People don't know that. Kind of an underrated month. It could be, it's also slightly overrated, in my opinion, because it can be cold where I'm from. But underrated. You got March Madness. You got the end of the regular seasons and a couple of sports. Oh, jeez. But how was your week, guys? You know how we do this. How was your week? Was it good? Did you enjoy yourselves? Huh? My week was good. I don't really remember what happened at the beginning of the week last week. But all I do remember is we went over to Dan's parents' house yesterday for dinner. Watched a little NASCAR, watched a little F1 on Saturday. I love when cars go fast, sue me. You can like both NASCAR and F1. I'm always going to say that. I know the internet would have you believe you can't, but the internet's a bad barometer for most things. Just remember that. When you say people are saying, and you're like, well, I saw on Twitter. Well, okay, well, then you saw a bunch of crazy people. Because there are only crazy people on Twitter. There's never been a sensible person on the internet. They're all crazy, me included. That's why I'm doing this podcast. But on Thursday night, I went to do a hot yoga class, a vinyasa yoga class. And I went to do a yoga class with my lovely fiance, Dana. She takes me there. I'm ready to go. We walk in. There's a shirtless dude who's fucking jacked or ripped, not jacked. He's ripped. He's barefoot. You know, he's got biker shorts on like he's a girl, and he's in there just fucking chest to the floor, arms out wide in a pose that you look like he had a long night, you know what I mean? And I'm eyeballing him like, what the fuck is this guy's deal, huh? Because I'm such a dumb guy. I think every guy that goes to yoga just wants to fuck everything in there. And I think that might also be true. It could be one of those stereotypes that's true. You know what I mean? So, I'm in there. I'm at the yoga class. We're doing it. And the funniest shit is listening to the woman instruct you through a yoga class. Because we're in a room. And she's like, reach down with your right hand. and feel the earth and stretch your heart to the sky. And I'm like, the earth? I'm touching a fucking wooden floor, lady. Because I'm so stupid. Because I'm just stupid, right? So I don't think yoga's for me, but I'm limber. You know me. I'm loose in the hips. That's what everyone knows about me. I've always been a little loose in the hips. People like that about me. Me and Shakira, loose in the hips. Shakira, call me if you want. All good. Also, women had a big weekend. Big weekend for women. Sydney Sweeney, still hot. All due respect. Sydney Sweeney, still hot. Also, if you see Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell on the TV at the same time, fuck Glenn Powell. That's what I have to say about that. Fuck that handsome, good-looking, charming bastard. Screw him. Screw Glenn Powell. That's all I got to say about that. I'm jealous. Oh, comparison's the thief of joy, Ryan. Yeah, I would like to trade lives with Glenn Powell. Sue me. Sue me. I'd rather be him. All due respect. Speaking of weekends for women, I'm going to put my... You know me, I have an alternate ego. It's like the Green Goblin mask. I'm going to put on the Pit Vipers, and I'm going to say something, and you can't get mad at me because I'm wearing the Pit Vipers. You can get mad at the guy wearing the Pit Vipers. Ryan and the Vipers. Ryan Viper is who you're going to get mad at here. Don't get mad at me for saying this. Once I put the Pit Vipers on, I'm no longer Ryan the nice guy. I'm Ryan the Viper. And I got to take a bite out of something. That was fucking cold. I don't give a shit about Caitlin Clark breaking a record that I didn't even know existed. Caitlin Clark is a fine basketball player. Caitlin Clark does great things on a basketball court in the women's game. But why are we acting like she's the greatest college basketball player of all time? If we could just travel back in time, say 2019, and take Zion Williamson and put him in a women's basketball game, he would break the record in 5 games. If we could travel back even further in time and take Steph Curry from Davidson and put him in the women's game, he would score a zillion points. He would make Wilt Chamberlain's numbers look Bush League. So why are we acting, well, like we should care about Caitlin Clark? Why are they trying to tell me to care about Caitlin Clark? Nobody's watching the WNBA. Nobody really cares about women's basketball. Why is there this weird push to push women's basketball? No one cares about women's basketball. How do I know that? Oh, Ryan, you're being misogynistic. I know it because the numbers prove it out. They're trying to force me to watch women's basketball. Hey, women, why don't you watch women's basketball? Why don't you watch it? It's not for me. You're not even watching. That's the problem. Women don't care about women's basketball. Why do women keep trying to force women's basketball, or they keep trying to feed it? Like, wow, Caitlin Clark does amazing things. No, she's a circus act in a sport that has never had a good player or a player that does crazy things. We're finally like, whoa, she shoots it from 35 feet. Okay. That's awesome. But why are we treating it like a circus act? We're treating it like a make-a-wish thing. The biggest story that came out of the women's basketball this year was her getting pushed over by a fan where she flopped. I didn't hear anything else until then. She's like, oh, she's breaking Pete Maravich's NCAA scoring record. Is she? Is she? Why is that even a thing? They played 2 different games. They used 2 different balls. No pun intended. Why are we doing this? Why are we acting like Caitlin Clark is not going to be forgotten in 12 months when she's in the WNBA and nobody's watching? Not even you, ladies. Not even you. You won't watch. That's how I know the product sucks. Because you don't care. Not me. You. You don't care. I'm taking the Vipers off. Okay. Just had to get that off my chest. Just had to say that. But anyways, I had a good weekend. I think I went out, got some things done. Today I went and got a haircut. There's nothing better. That was weird, huh? There was nothing better than getting a haircut as a guy. I think I used to just go in and get it shaved, and like I was joining the military, you know, and they would just shave it, and they were like, all right, go on, grab a rifle, and whatever. But no, now I get a little shape, you know, I'm telling them like, oh, I want a little taken off the sides, you know, because I'm fighting male pattern baldness. And you know, you can make fun of me for my male pattern baldness all you want, and oh, your hairline's running away, Ryan, you got a bad hairline. Okay. Everybody's body positive until a bald guy walks in. Oh, everybody's so, oh, you know, live your truth, queen. Live your truth, queen. But the moment a bald guy walks in, or a short guy, hey, oh, look at this. Look at this loser. I'm not even that short. But I'm standing up, no pun intended, for the short guys. And also, ladies, you want to make fun of guys with, oh, ladies are all body positive until a guy with a small dick shows up. No disrespect. But you really want to be body positive until a guy with a little wiener, like he was in line for the little wieners when he was born. We're all body positive. When you're just kind of overweight and you can lose weight, I can't add inches. Trust me, we would have done it. But then if everybody could add, like imagine if the gas station pills worked. Imagine if the gas station pills that added 4 to 6 inches to your appendage worked. Then everyone would take them. And then the standard would just be raised. Guys with, you know, small wieners would then still have small wieners because the guy with big wieners would take the same pills and just pass those guys. If those pills actually worked, we'd have to set a standard. If you have a certain length, you can't take a pill. You're not allowed. You're nerfed. We have to keep you down. If they can't fix baldness and they can't fix small wieners, why should we trust science? That's a question. That's a question I think we need to be asking. Climate change, who cares? It's nice out. Who cares? People are, I'm over it. No one cares. It's a big political issue. No one's ever going to make the changes necessary. It's over. So let's start focusing on real things. Let's start focusing on vanity. If women can get bigger cups, bigger, you know, boobs, which is cool with me, all due respect, how about you work on the baldness thing? I mean, I know I could go to Turkey. If you hear that bird chirping, it's literally right outside the fucking window. He must think I'm fucking funny, or he's booing. You know you can go to Turkey and like get the hair transplant done. Like I could go to Turkey and get the hair transplant, but isn't everybody going to know? That's so insecure. I mean, I think that's the most insecure thing you can do, because you're then giving in to the pressure. Don't allow the fake body positive community bully you, bald men. Stand up for yourselves, because I'm coming for you. Someday. I'm just trying to hang on as long as I can. I'm putting up a fight. They're at the soldiers are at the gates, and I'm fighting back. Don't go to Turkey and get the hair transplant. Everyone will see it. That's what's so crazy. Imagine you guys came in jet black, you know, Brad Pitt type of hair. By the way, Brad Pitt, good looking guy. I know I'm not breaking any fourth wall here. The guy's fucking good looking, dude. I was looking at him. I was watching some Moneyball clips this weekend. God, that guy's good looking. I watched Fury. Great movie. Brad Pitt, good looking. Maybe I like Brad Pitt. Is he single? Brad Pitt, dude, what a guy. Didn't he date Angelina Jolie? I didn't know they had broken up. Which, you know, is pretty funny. Brad Pitt turned 60. Look back at his career in Hollywood. He turned 60 in December. What a nice guy. You know? Divorced. Twice. Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie at 5'11". King. Don't tell him it's not possible, fellas. It's possible. If Brad Pitt can be 5'11" and marry both Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie, believe in yourself. Just remember that. But yeah, big week for women. Just an absolutely huge week. Sydney Sweeney, I will be honest, Sydney Sweeney making it cool to be hot again. Not saying it was never not cool. I just feel like there was a time where women in Hollywood were going for some weird look. And they were doing weird shit. Like now, I mean, I saw a post where I've always been on this. But celebrities can dress like assholes. Or they can just be basically naked, wearing just like a thin sheet, where you can see their whole front, you know, whatever. You can see their, you know, you don't even have to pay for it. They're just like posting these photos where they're walking at a red carpet, just wearing like a cloak that's, they think it's an invisible cloak, but it's literally just invisible. They're just naked. And they can just get away with it. But if I showed up to the 7-Eleven in the things that they're wearing on these red carpets, the police would be called and I'd have a wellness check done. They would check my mental health. Why do we allow, like, there's a certain level of rich that you have to be to dress like an asshole. There's a certain level of rich you have to be just to not give a fuck about what you wear. I think you get so rich, you're just like, what's the dumbest outfit I could put together? Like, oh, a suit and tie to this event? No, that's too simple. I need to put on, get me the Michelin Man suit, and then also get me like one of those samurai capes. And then a helmet too, just for fun. I'll wear a fucking helmet. Just cause, like, they don't give a fuck. And it's cool. Cause we're all like, wow. Cause there's people that are like doing Grammy reviews of like the outfits and like the Golden Globe outfit reviews. And we just allow these people to wear what the fuck ever. Like Emily, I can't pronounce her last name, Ratajkowski, was just naked. And she posted it on Twitter. And I'm like, well, this is a pleasant surprise. I'm not going to complain. But imagine if you saw somebody at Walmart dressed like that. You probably wouldn't see somebody that looks like that at Walmart. You'd probably have to go to Trader Joe's for that, or Heinen's, if you guys have those around you. But Trader Joe's for sure. Trader Joe's still up to their old tricks. You go to the register and they start making small talk. And every time I'm at Trader Joe's, and then the person behind the counter starts making that little small talk with me about like, oh, have you ever had these before? They're so good. Got any more plans for tonight? Got any more stops? I know why they invented self-checkout. Because that shit sucks. And I hate it every time. I start to get like warm, sweaty. They probably look at me like, oh my God, okay, sorry. I just asked you if you have any more plans tonight. Not if you ever cheated on your wife. You're not even married. Oh, what a week, you know? But it's a beautiful day. Like that U2 song. That was the other thing about yoga. They were playing music. And I wanted to like start singing. They played Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For by U2. Great song. They played Evermore by Taylor Swift. Great song. Taylor Swift. Legend. Taylor Swift. Hot. There's like a renaissance of hot women. Like, who's back? Women. I think women might be back. Sydney Sweeney's doing a great job bringing women back. Caitlin Clark's trying. But like, in a sports realm, and I just don't think it's going to work. Because no one cares about basketball. No one cares about women's basketball. And it's not an inequality thing. I know I don't have the sunglasses on, so I'm sorry. I'm just agreeing with Ryan from earlier. Mean Ryan. I've just never been invited to a party. The same people that tell me, let me put my sunglasses back on so I can be mean. Ryan Viper returning. Alter ego. It's all good. Got Green Goblin mask. I've been invited to football watch parties. I've been invited to watch baseball games, hockey games, and basketball games. You know what's missing from this? Women's basketball games. No one's ever been like, hey, we're getting together and watching the women's basketball finals tonight. You want to come over? Because no one's watching them. No matter how much you try to push Caitlin Clark on me, and no matter how mean it was to make Sabrina Ionescu face Stephen Curry in a three-point contest because he's the greatest shooter of all time, no matter how mean that was, you don't care about women's basketball. Stop trying to make me care about women's basketball. I'm not even the demographic. Look at me. Look at me. I'm not watching women's basketball. It's nothing against those women. They probably have a great life. They're probably very good at basketball. They're better than me. That's not what this is about. It's about the product on the court not being entertaining, which is a fact. Just look up Brittany Griner saying she could beat DeMarcus Cousins one-on-one. Go ahead. That's your homework for the week. Look up YouTube video, Brittany Griner, DeMarcus Cousins, and watch what everyone says. Because we all want to be supportive of women, and then they say shit like that. And then it's over. Okay. Taking the shades back off. I don't want to have to do that. I don't want to have to do that. I don't want to be mean. I just want to be honest. That's all I'm looking for here is honesty. That's all I'm looking for here, folks. So what's going on? What else is going on? I was working out after my haircut. Nothing better than that. Nothing better than just working out. And I don't think you're a real... I don't think you've fully matured in the gym as, you know, a dumb white guy like myself, where you have a really good workout and you're like, you know what? I should take steroids. We've all thought it. We've all been like, look, if there was no adverse side effects, like the gap in your teeth and the balding and the bad skin, I think we'd all be on a little bit of steroids. Who doesn't want to be huge and jacked all the time? Like The Rock, definitely on steroids. No matter how many food plans these Hollywood actors post, doing steroids obviously is awesome. Unless you're Zac Efron and put them right in your face. Great performance in the Iron Claw, but what the hell? Every guy who's ever worked out ever has been, after a good workout, is like, yeah, I'm going to start taking steroids. Yeah, I mean, it's just a fact. It's just a fact. I don't know why. I don't know when I have a really good workout, I'm walking out of the gym like, dude, I got to get my hands on some of that. I got to go get me some steroids. I got to get huge. I got to be like, and then I got to go work a desk job. You know how funny it'd be to be the guy at the desk job that's on steroids and looks like The Rock? You look like a bowling ball of just muscle. You're just hunched over your computer because your neck, the traps are up to your ears. And you're just hunched over and you look over like, hey, how's it going? Morning. Did you see what they emailed us? Oh, Jesus. We got a meeting at 9. And you're just hammering away on your computer, just out of your mind, jacked. Oh, that'd be so sick. And if you breathe too heavy, one of the buttons on your fucking dress shirt, ping, puts a hole right in somebody. Christ. Do you think I can go 1 week on this podcast? Why did I start whispering? Do you think I can go 1 week on this podcast without talking about dicks? Does it make me insecure? Yes. Yes, it does. Am I insecure? Yes, I am. That's a fact. Fact or fiction? I'm insecure. But anyways, how is it going? What do you guys have planned for the week? You getting excited? It's almost St. Patrick's Day. Got any big plans on a Sunday fun day type shit? You know? What else did I see this past week? Oh, I saw it again. I saw a concert. That's what I wanted to talk about. Just read my paper. Should do that more often. I saw the Drake concert was in town. Drake was in town here in Cleveland. And I remember I didn't talk about this last week. I don't think I did. I might not have. But everybody recorded the whole concert on their phone. If you're going to go to an event, don't stop doing this. Stop taking out your phone and recording the whole thing. No one wants to see the videos. First of all, you're never going to be like in a conversation like, whoa, look at this video. Maybe a photo, like how close you were. That's cool. But a video with you singing in the background, not even able to hear. Nobody wants that. Stop. Stop the groupthink of like, I need to record everything I'm doing. You're at a sporting event. Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ. Hit the goddamn microphone. If you're at a sporting event, if you're at a concert, if you're at a race, you know, a motor race, I don't even know what I was trying to say. You don't have to record it. Wherever you are, they're already recording it. No one is going to want to see that video. I watched the Drake concert through like 15 Instagram stories. I was practically there. I never had to buy a ticket because everyone was recording it. But in their recordings, everyone's recording it. Why? You guys are there. You paid the big money. Watch the concert. It'll be okay. If you're at a sporting event, the highlights will be on YouTube before you get home. Just tell people you were there. You're more lie. Who cares? You don't need to record. It's groupthink. You're never going to watch the videos. I'm not telling you to live in the moment. I'm telling you, put the phone down. You're going to have a good time without the phone. That's all I'm saying. And that's all I got for you. I think that's all I got for you. It's just, you know, live in the moment more. Be present. You know, if you pay a couple $100 to go to an event, why do you want to record it? Why? I'm sure they're going to release a concert video. And also, by the way, like, if nothing else, I mean, to be honest, if we can be honest for a moment, if we may, Drake doing basketball stadiums while Taylor Swift's doing football stadiums and the largest arenas in certain countries, doesn't that prove that Taylor Swift's bigger than Drake? And all the people that hate Taylor Swift are just weird? You tell me. I'm out of here, okay? Thank you guys so much. Follow me on all the links below. Email me, ryanwoodspod@gmail.com. We'll talk to you same time next week. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Love you guys. Peace. I wanna hold you, but I can't control the fire. The fire is burning, ain't a putting out that light. Yeah, desire turns to desire, turns into a quiet old man full of white hair. Thought we had it all planned out in a hijack, but even then, everything was a fight. Yeah, peas and carrots, what we inherit. I see the merit in the squeeze of parents. No need to sugarcoat it. I see the need for being married, but who would condone it? When your dreams are being buried, and it seems you've been disowned, I say hold on to the little piece of you that's still upon you. Blink twice, and where's it gone to? Think twice, but what are you gonna do? If this is the type of life you want to, just let it on you. I say. Gonna hold you when this love is so disarming. Thought I was so lucky cause you told me I was charming. Nobody told you making money is a problem. For a rapper ain't it funny how it's always so alarming. Same with actors, same with authors, all the same. Just blame the artists, hard them all, the poets part an arm and arm. And always starving for attention. Tens of thousands couldn't mention I am worthy. But I'm thirsty, ain't it now, so you could quench it. I'm defenseless, I'm always swinging for the fences. Yeah, I'm always swinging for the fences. I'm always swinging for the fences. I'm always swinging and trying to hold on to this feeling while believing in this journey. It won't hurt me more than needed. It won't hit me in a hurry. I just want to call it even, but you're leaving me defenseless.